Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 89. Thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 63, cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow, storms likely, highs around 65. Mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of thunderstorms Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
Kansas, Mid-America, number 3 is on the Indy Hoosier. Democrat leaders across the state of Kansas wrapped up a fight-back tour over the weekend at the capital city, with individuals gathering for rallies, fighting for what they say Democrat values and pushing back against the supermajority that Republicans have in the state legislature.
I'm really excited for our chance to get out there and speak to Kansans one-on-one, real Kansans, showing up where they are to let them know how we're fighting for them in the state house, no matter what the odds are numerically.
It's just good for us to be in community and know that we are not the outsiders here. We are not outliers. We are a strong force that are doing the best we can for Kansas.
That was Democrat House Member Mary Lynn Poskin from District Number 20, along with Linda Featherston from House District Number 16. Democrats say they are frustrated with the supermajority of Republicans that overturned nearly 50 vetoes from Governor Kelly during the legislative session 2025. Mid-America Network News.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
The Great Outdoors Giveaway is back
at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Now through June,
earn entries on your Seven Clans Players Club card to win a UTV, boat, and camper on select Saturdays.
Own the outdoors by winning big indoors.
The summer months mean more fun for the entire family at our indoor water park.
Make a reservation now before they fill
up. Gigantic giveaways to concerts and millions of dollars in monthly jackpots.
It's all right here
at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 177 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Where the winners play.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas wrapped up last week officially filing a lawsuit against the state of Kansas regarding the latest legislation that came out of this year's session that would block gender-affirming care for minors in the state. As KSNT News reports, the lawsuit was filed in Douglas County on behalf of two different transgender adolescents, along with their parents, that say that the new law violates Kansas's constitutional guarantees of equal protection and fundamental rights. After the passage of the law in the legislature, Kansas did become the 27th state to ban the restrictions on minors. As the ACLU of Kansas released a statement saying that, quote, our clients and every Kansan should have the freedom to make their own private medical decisions and consult with their doctors without the intrusion of Kansas politicians. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has released a statement as well in response, saying that he looks forward to meeting the ACLU in court and defending our Kansas law. Once again, the ACLU is attempting to twist the meaning of the Kansas Constitution into something unrecognizable. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen wrapped up the end of last week by announcing his run for re-election for governor of the state, as the first-term governor released his campaign video emphasizing his role in the signing of what they called the largest income tax cut in Nebraska history, and says that he has, quote, reduced property taxes, while also focusing on latest legislation that now bans transgender athletes from participating in women's sports within the state.
Out here, we still know right from wrong. We fought to keep men out of girls' sports, criminalized sex changes for minors, and banned woke DEI nonsense. Because here in Nebraska, it's what you do, not how you look.
The governor went on to say that one of his agendas is to continue to work with the Trump administration at the federal level and focus on agriculture within the state. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Kick off your summer of winning with KNDY and the 2025 Country Stampede in Bonner Springs, Kansas, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Experience country's best artists like Thursday's headliner, presented by Kansas Lottery. Five-time Entertainer of the Year, Luke Fryan.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Friday night, presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy three-time Grammy winner Miranda Lambert.
But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Then close out the weekend with Shenandoah and Cole Swindell on Saturday night. Visit KNDY's Facebook page every Tuesday in June to enter for a chance to win three-day superfan passes. Experience one or all 3 days and do it all up close and personal. Visit CountryStampede.com for information and start your summer right by winning Country Stampede tickets from KNDY.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Monday at noon is the final day to file for August elections, which will include both city and school board positions in Marshall County. A boil water advisory for the Wymore Rural Water District was lifted Friday after a break in a water line Memorial Day weekend resulted in loss of pressure. The line's been repaired and samples indicate the water is safe for consumption. Nemahal County advising W Road from 168th to 184th roads will be closed this week due to a tube failure. Injury accidents reported in Gage County. Last Saturday, Douglas View, age 56, of Fairbury, lost control on U.S. 136 southwest of Beatrice. The vehicle went airborne, striking a utility pole and rolling over. The driver was trapped inside and airlifted to a Lincoln hospital after extrication. Last Thursday, an injury accident was reported as Ellison Letters, age 21 of Beatrice, lost control on South 148th north of Chestnut Road. The vehicle rolled several times, ejecting the driver, who was transported to a Lincoln hospital with reported minor injuries. Dustin Denton of the Valley Heights FFA chapter was recently named state officer, joining a team of six from across Kansas. MAC will host auditions for the summer play of the Olympians June 4th and 5th, 6 until 8 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Choose the Arts Summer Camp is planned next week in Marysville as the Marshall County Arts Cooperative will offer dance, acting, singing, and design for youth with a summer performance planned June 14th. Gage County Sheriff reporting a scam where a Wymore resident received a call indicating that a Medicare representative wanted to bring information to their home. Citizens are urged to be aware and contact authorities if in doubt as to a caller's authenticity. Arlene Heisterman with the Washington County Historical Society was our public affairs guest this past weekend on KNDY. If you missed the conversation, it's available as a podcast on our website at KNDYradio.com, on our social media, and our mobile apps.
It would be a wonderful place for a tour, family tours. If you're in town at any time, we'd love to give you a tour. And we always like receiving items from Washington County to add to our collection. And we always like to have more volunteers. There is so much history here that it's just wonderful.
Janet L. Fensel, age 62, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away May 27th. And a graveside service is planned June 25th at the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janet Fensel. Tammy S. Morris, age 57, of Blue Springs, passed away May 28th. Memorial service is planned June 11th at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Laughlin of a funeral home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Tammy Morse.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pork tender, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. Tomorrow, spaghetti with garlic bread, green beans, and pineapple. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Tuesday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. North winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then showers and thunderstorms possible Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers still continue into Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more rain possible Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82, record high on this date, 90. The average low, 60, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. It's 63 degrees, sunny skies this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
No rings at stake, but a little bit of pride. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. World Series last fall. Dodgers get the World Series rings, but Yankees avoided a sweep in that series. Last night, Yankees avoided a sweep again. They beat L.A. 7-3 to snap a four-game losing streak to the Dodgers in L.A. Brewers beat the Phillies 5-2. Milwaukee's seventh consecutive win, longest active streak in Major League Baseball. Padres rally to beat the Pirates 6-4. San Diego, three straight wins after their six-game losing streak. Giants double up the Marlins 4-2. Astros shut out the Rays 1-0. Mariners and Twins came down to the final at-bat.
1-1 tie, bottom of the ninth inning. The stretch, the 2-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball, up the middle, base hit. The Mariners win it. Randy Arozarena jumps on first base. A walk-off single. Julio scores. And the Mariners win it. 2-1 over the Minnesota Twins.
Seattle Sports 710 AM. Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 3-1, but Corbin Burns lifted after 70 pitches. Discomfort in his right elbow. 11 MRI today. Guardians double up the Angels 4-2. Boston beats Atlanta 3-1. Orioles a 3-2 win over the White Sox to sweep the series. Tigers edge the Royals 1-0. They've won 6 of 7. Mets beat the Rockies 5-3. Colorado's 50th loss of the season. Fun fact, Scotty Scheffler wins the Memorial in Ohio since May 2nd. Scheffler, with three wins, has the same number of wins as the Rockies. NBA Finals set to tip on Thursday. Pacers, Thunder. Can Indy win? ESPN's Myron Metcalf.
Always a chance. You know, I mean, they play a style where they can keep up, I think, with the Thunder, with the way they run the floor. I mean, remember, Denver took them to seven games, so it's not like the Thunder are invincible.
WNBA yesterday, Lynx, Liberty, both remain unbeaten at 7-0. Lynx beat the Valkyries. Liberty holding off the Connecticut Sun, 100-52, 48-point win in a game New York led by as much as 57.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Feeling like you've lost a step? You're not alone. After 35, most men start losing free testosterone, the hormone that helps you stay lean, strong, and energized. But now there's a game-changing solution. Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster from the number one brand in America. Nugenix Total T2 is packed with even more men-boosting power, and it works fast. With a powerful nitric oxide booster, it sends your energy and performance levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours. That's right, just 3 hours to start feeling like your old self again. For a limited time, you can try it for yourself absolutely free. Text now to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one selling testosterone brand at GNC. But that's not all. When you send us a text, we'll also include a free bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. Feel stronger, leaner, more driven. Text PRIDE to 369-369 now. That's PRIDE to 369-369. Text PRIDE to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose.
KNDY is a summer of giveaways all June with Country Stampede tickets by visiting KNDY on Facebook every Tuesday.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, tensions between the U.S. and China intensified over the weekend, with each country accusing the other of violating the Geneva Trade Agreement. The rising friction drove down the major stock indexes overnight. The markets finished out last week, meanwhile, with mixed readings. The Dow Jones rose 54 points on Friday to close at 42,270, but the NASDAQ composite slipped about a third of a percent. The S&P 500 was unchanged on the day going into the weekend. Analysts are offering new warnings about the effect of impending tariffs on your grocery bill. With tariffs on steel and aluminum set to rise by 50%, food companies may boost prices to offset the higher cost of packaging. More Americans are finding themselves out of work longer. 1.7 million people have been looking for jobs for at least 6 months, the most in more than 2 years. Economists say companies have cut back on hiring in the face of uncertainty. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The agriculture community is experiencing a mix of changes and improvements. Commodity markets and trade have shifted significantly, and increased rainfall is helping to ease drought conditions. With these developments, many farmers appear to be feeling more optimistic this year, and the general outlook is more positive than in previous seasons. Our very own Andy Hoosier sat down with Senior Director of Advocacy at Kansas Farm Bureau, Ryan Flickner.
You know, Andy, I think farmers are the eternal optimist. You don't put the seed in the ground. You don't, start breeding heifers on the cattle feedlot if you don't, you know, have hope in the future. So I think they're optimistic, but I do think it is a tale of really two different eras or two different streams, if you will, in farm country right now. If you have a diversified operation, meaning you got some livestock on the operation as well as some row crops, you're probably doing okay. Cattle prices have been holding pretty firm, and auction prices, sale prices have been bringing a premium, which is good, because that specific sector in the agriculture community hasn't always been that way. But on the other hand, on the flip side, if you're just a straight row crop farmer, wheat, sorghum, corn, soybean, whatever that rotation may be, because of a number of issues, prices are relatively depressed. In the last week, I've actually read a report that came out from K-State and the Kansas Farm Management Association. Well over 60% of the row crop income that those producers have received in 2024 and so far in 2025 comes from ad hoc disaster assistance, crop insurance indemnity payments, and the like. So trying to get a fair price or good price at the market has not been there for our row crop producers over the last few months.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The cash accounting method of calculating finances based on when cash comes in and out was used by K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift to project the Kansas net farm income for 2025. Ift says what the projected net farm income is and how it is different from 2024.
The number is $7.74 billion, and that's up from $4.14 billion last year. So we are predicting a sizable increase. And the big part of the story is that it is an increase in government payments, mostly one-time ad hoc government payments that were authorized at the end of 2024 for losses incurred in 2024, and to a smaller degree, losses incurred in 2023.
She discusses what they plan to see for crop receipts this year based on normal yields and conditions.
So for corn, we do expect to see a 2% increase in acreage, return to normal yields, lower prices. The net effect is still a slight increase in receipts. For soybeans, sort of the same story. We do expect to see an increase in production driven by return to normal yields, a slight decline in acres, which is consistent with what's happening at the national level. But the net effect is an increase in receipts. Wheat's declining quite a bit. We're expecting to see about 30,000 less acres planted to wheat. I know profitability for wheat has been challenging for a lot of producers. But again, if you assume normal yields, we do expect to see a slight uptick in wheat production.
There is one receipt that is projected to have the biggest portion of cash receipts, according to Ift.
This year, livestock is 64% of cash receipts for Kansas agriculture. So this is a big, big part of the story. And of that 64%, so 89% of livestock receipts come from cattle and calves. And we do have lower inventory this year. It has ticked down, so 3%. We have 20,000 lower head of cattle and calves than we did a year ago as of January 1st. But continued strong prices. So we do expect cash receipts to go up. And so we are looking at $15 billion in cash receipts for cattle and calves in 2025.
That was K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift with projected net farm income for this year in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Enriques with Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday. Good morning to all, and hey, 90 degrees and let it rain tonight. That would be just kind of the right thing to have happen. Well, here today, we're going to start at 10:30 here this morning. Do have a large run of cows and bulls on the way up in. Certainly got some feeder calves, got cow-calf families, and we certainly have hay, so let's get after it. Well, the cow-calves will sell at 12:30 along with a baby calf. We do have one black-white-faced steer calf coming off the cow here today. Will be 11 days old on that black baldy calf. There's 13 black first calf families with February born bull and heifer calves on its side. Nice looking cows and calves, so certainly check those out. They'll sell at 12:30. Also, 21 black baldy steer and heifers are going to weigh 500 to 600. Nice set of cattle, certainly could go to grass. There's 16 black heifers from Christians. They'll be yearlings. They're going to weigh 800. There's Troyer calves out of Seward. 8 black steers are going to weigh 650 to 700. There's 4 black steers are going to weigh 800. Now, there's probably about 50 head, anywhere from those lightweight calves to heiferettes to heifers that's lost calves. There's that type of deal that smaller groups, obviously, that you could certainly put together. But it is a summer run, and that is certainly the offering here today. So you can certainly give us a call right here at the barn, 223-3571. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole crew, we certainly appreciate the business. Now in the hay department, that will be at 12 o'clock noon, and on the square bales, we do have quite a bit of hay. There's new crop of first cutting alfalfa, there's 57. In the brome department, in the prairie department, it's going to be all Kansas with that good stuff that we get from down there. There's 210 of the brome, there's 80 prairie, and that is always good stuff that we get down from down there in Kansas, so certainly good square bales there. In the big round department, there's 14 first cut new crop alfalfa, weight 1948. Then we go back to 24 crop, 11 third cut at 1700. There's 8 alfalfa third cut, 18% protein, 138 on the relative feed value. There is third cutting square bales, guys, and they are big bales. 3x4x8 alfalfa, 36 third cut, they weigh 14 and a quarter. In the round prairie, there's going to be 14 that weigh 1496, and in the round brome, there is 30 bales, and that's at 12 o'clock. The cattle market is certainly still hot, guys. Cash last week, 235 to 237. That carcass crawled to 365 to 370. So certainly a good cattle market. So certainly, if we can do business today, give us a call. We certainly appreciate it. Well, I do want to remind you about the auction of Wald Odin coming up. That is June 12th. We do have a 2013 Ford Pickup XLT. It is really sharp. It is a 13 model. It has 55,000 miles. It is a two-wheel drive, very clean pickup. So you can go to our internet at beatra77.net and check that out. 55,000 miles on it. We do have a brand new mobility scooter along with electric hitch and the lift. So check those things out along with household codes. That's June 12th for the Walt Odin sale. Well, have a great day, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
729 from KNDY, sunny and 64 degrees. Highs around 90, maybe our warmest readings in a while, and will likely be the warmest yet the remainder of this week, with seasonal to even below seasonal high temperatures ranging mostly in the 70s.
Old Time Lower says what happens this month may be felt the rest of the year. A look at some time-tested June proverbs today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 2nd, the 153rd day of the year. Our first of the first ladies, Martha Washington, was born on this day, and 58 years ago, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album was released in the U.S. Old Time Lore has a lot to say about June and how the month can impact the rest of the year. Abundant rain is seen as a good thing. A good leak in June sets all in tune, for example. In June, damp and warm does a farmer no harm. Be wary of rain on certain days, though. One warning says if St. Vitus Day be rainy weather, it will rain for 30 days together. St. Vitus Day is on the 15th. Another June legend says we should hope for a bounty of bees, or as a proverb puts it, bees swarming in June are worth a silver spoon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more old-time lore at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. High school athletics are done officially for the 2025 spring athletic season, with baseball and softball wrapping up over the weekend, with Friday being those tournaments and championship games. As 6A baseball wrapped up with Free State winning it for the season across the state of Kansas, beating Shawnee Mission West with a 7-1 victory in that 6A level. In 5A baseball, it was St. Thomas Aquinas taking Great Bend in a 7-4 victory on Friday evening. 4A baseball, it was Fort Scott all the way after a close win over Rock Creek at 6-4 with Fort Scott at home. And 3A baseball, Trinity Academy ended up beating Heston 10-7. In the softball series, 6A softball, we had Olathe West with a close victory over Washburn Rural with an 8-7 win Friday afternoon. 5A softball had St. Thomas Aquinas with a 1-point victory over Spring Hill 8-7. And 4A softball, McPherson won over Eudora 4-1.